So, not long now until you guys are going to go out and play your final team challenge. Now, I've loved wandering around the team challenge field this week and having a look at some of your huddles and wondering what you're talking about. Maybe some of you are doing some serious tactical analysis. How are we going to win X's and O's? First person go long, next person go middle. Maybe you're discussing your positions for boot ball or something. I'll go up front, you take defence. Maybe you're checking out the opposition and looking at who the key players are. What do we have to do to beat this team? Or maybe your team leader is giving you a brilliant motivational speech, pumping you up, getting you ready to get out of there. See a few nods going on there. But I bet that none of you are saying, let's stay in this huddle. I love this huddle. Let's not go out and play the game. Let's just stay in this huddle. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Because the point of a team huddle is to get you ready to go out there and play. Sports Plus is nearly over, just a couple more hours. And we've had some good times, haven't we? We've just seen the highlights of the week. Great times playing sport together, team challenge, celebration of sport last night, times in the chapel, times in your team. It's been quality. And I wonder how you're feeling now. Maybe like you don't want it to end. Don't take me home. But think of Sports Plus like the team huddle before the game. We're not at Sports Plus to stay here in the huddle. No, the game's out there. It's got us ready for that. And it's nearly time for us to take everything that we've learned about Jesus to go and live for him in the world out there. What does that look like? Well, we've been looking at this today. We looked at praying this morning for our sports friends. In your team time earlier on, you'd have looked at playing for Jesus. And now we're looking at saying the good news about Jesus. Now, as I say that, I wonder how that makes you feel. Maybe you're absolutely buzzing and you're so excited. And you're like, all right then, come on then, hands in, one, two, three, Jesus, let's go. Or maybe you're a bit more like me and a bit more nervous about that. What would I say? What would people think of me if I talk about Jesus? Am I good enough to do that? Am I even a Christian? Well, let's dive into this verse. There's so much packed in there. And let's see what Paul says about what it looks like to say the good news of Jesus. So first thing then, say what? What are we to say? Look down in your workbooks. Paul says, let your conversation be always full of grace. If you've got a pen, why not circle or underline the word grace for us there? So what are we to say? Our speech, our chatter words are to be full of grace. What does that mean? Well, it could mean sort of speak graciously, you know, be kind, be polite in the way that you use your words. And that's great, that's important. But it can also mean divine grace, as in the grace of God, what we've been hearing about this week. We've heard about a man who has power over disease, power over nature, power even over death. Who is this man? We've heard about a man who can solve humans' greatest issue, who has power over sin. Who is this man? We've heard about a man who willingly died on a cross as an innocent man so that you could be forgiven. Who is this man? We've heard about a man who loved you so much that he went through hell for you so that you don't have to. Who is this man? We've heard about a man who rose from the dead, smashing death to pieces so that you don't need to fear it and so that you can live with him forever. Who is this man? Well, surely this man is the Son of God. The Son of God, full of grace, who gave us everything when we deserved nothing. That's what our chat's to be full of. That's what we're to say. You've heard it, you know it, and you're for someone who believes and is trusting in Jesus, that you know that this is incredible news, so go say it. If you're not sure about it yet, if you haven't quite made your decision about Jesus, then can you at least see why, if this is true, we'd want to go share it? Can you see what we're trying to do here and why we're trying to do that? Just like in sport, you train before a competition. Actually, why not practice this as well? Why not, when you get home, write down how you would explain the good news about Jesus to someone in your sports club? Maybe get someone from your church or a youth leader or someone to help you out with that. And then practice it. Practice saying it. We're training sport. Why not practice this and train for this as well? There you go. Say what? Full of grace. Say how? our second thing then. We've learned what to say, but how are we to say it? Down in your workbooks, Paul says, let your conversation be full of grace and seasoned with salt. Now, that's an odd thing to say about your speech. So Nate's going to come up and just, we're going to have a think about what salt actually does. So I've got this pack of crisps called Salt and Shake. At the moment, they're unsalted. Nate, taste one for us.
Can I have a crisp?
Of course you can.
Lovely.
What's the verdict?
They don't taste very good.
All right,
very
okay.
Very average.
A bit bland, maybe. Well, inside, you get this sachet of salt. These are good, these. I'm going to pour it in.
Okay.
It's called Salt and Shake. So then you shake the bag together. Now have a taste.
More flavour. Like, definitely. Still not the best crisp out there.
Good.
But like, you can
definitely
a big difference.
Okay,
more
good. Not recommending Salt and Shake then, but an improvement. What salt does is it adds flavour.
Yeah.
It makes you go, yeah, that tastes better. I want a little bit more of that. So if our speech is to be seasoned with salt, it means we're speaking with flavour, perhaps with enthusiasm or excitement, so that the people listening to you go, huh, yeah, let me hear more about that. So Nick, just help us think more about what that looks like, right?
Okay.
So imagine you got home from here and you were telling someone about Sports Plus. Give us an example of what saying that in an unsalty way would sound like.
Okay. I might say, it was all right. It was decent. Got a bit wet on Wednesday. Played a bit of sport. I was fairly tired.
All right, okay. I mean, I'm not thrilled by that. Are you? Probably not. It's not what you even want to sign up to. Now show us what it looks like with salty speech.
Sports Plus was unbelievable. I was part of a team called Uruguay. There was this guy who ate 10 Weetabix in one sitting. It was so good. We had some great songs about Suarez. It was absolutely brilliant. You like sport,
right,
don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
well, you'd love it. You'd love sport.
Okay, well, sign me up. Wow. Do you see the difference? When you speak with your speech seasoned with salt, with flavour, it makes a person go, right, let me hear more about that. So as we speak about Jesus, can we speak with flavour, with enthusiasm, with excitement? Now, when I say that, I don't mean speak like Nate. I mean speak like you speak, when you are enthusiastic about something, when you're excited. Now, in order to sound excited about something, it often helps to be excited about something, doesn't it? And look, here's the thing. Soon you're going to go home from Sports Plus, and you might start to feel like the buzz of Sports Plus starts to fade. You might even feel like the buzz about Jesus starts to fade in the next couple of days or weeks. So it's really great for us to remind ourselves and each other who this man is, how incredible Jesus is. And you know, you can do that by looking back on the notes that you've made this week, reading these books of Mark that you get to take home with you, listening to some of the talks online again, reading your Bible, going to church, chatting to other Christians about it. And as you remind yourself about Jesus, let it warm your heart. Get excited about him. And then as you go and say the good news of Jesus, let that shine through. Let the joy of Jesus shine through as you do that. Say how? Seasoned with salt. Say when? Next thing then. We've got what to say and how to say it. When are we to talk about Jesus? Well, this verse tells us two things. First thing is in our everyday chat. Down in your workbooks, Paul says, let your conversation be always full of grace. Maybe you could circle conversation, maybe always here, if you like. So our general chat, everyday chat, to be full of grace, full of talking about Jesus. Now, one of the most helpful things I've heard as to what that looks like is what you can see on the screen there. Your news, my news, good news. Why don't you do that with me? Your news, my news, good news. Nice. So the way that this works, right, if you're in a conversation with a mate in your sports club, you're going to naturally ask them what their news is. What's your news? How are you doing? What have you been up to? Not, by the way, just as a tool to then get to tell them about Jesus, but because you care about them, because they're your mate in your sports club. Now, then they might ask me back, what's my news? How am I doing? And can I, as I'm saying what I've been up to, how I'm doing, in my news, can I also say something of the good news? Because if I'm a follower of Jesus, then the good news is always going to be involved in my news, because Jesus affects everything that I am and everything that I do. Come on then, Nate. Let's just show what this could look like.
Okay.
So let's imagine me and Nate are in the same sports club, mixed hockey club, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nate, How are you doing? How's your summer been so far?
Well, Rosie, thanks for asking. It's been good.
Yeah? What have you been up to?
Nice holiday. Nice holiday with the family. Great time together. We went down to Cornwall, lovely beaches in Cornwall.
Lovely.
It was a good time.
Like
and Cornwall. Actually, my brother, he just had a little baby boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I became an uncle for the second time. So that was good. That was a lovely part of the summer together.
That's nice.
What about you, though? How did you get on this summer? What have you been up to?
Well, I've actually just got back from a sports camp, actually, a week away with Christians in Sport.
All right.
And do you know what? It's quality. Every day we played like 5 hours of sport. And we got to hear about this guy called Jesus who claimed to be the Son of God. Now, just see what I've done a little bit of there. As I've said something of my news, I've said something about the good news of Jesus. And what I could do then is ask Nate a question, like, I mean, have you heard of Jesus before? Who do you say he is? And then maybe we might get into a conversation. Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your help. Say when in your everyday chat. Your news, my news, good news. When else do we say? What's the second thing in this verse? When somebody asks you a question. Look down. Paul says, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And maybe circle answer there. See, Paul's expecting that people are going to ask us questions about Jesus. When we're being wise in the way that we act towards outsiders, as you'd have looked at in your team times earlier in verse 5 just before this, people are going to want to know why. People are going to ask us about it. So when you're not joining in the gossip about that player, when you're respecting the referee, when your language is clean, when you can genuinely congratulate opponents even when they beat you, when amidst the disappointment, you can be peaceful during injury because you're trusting in God. When you're mentioning church, when you're mentioning Jesus, people are going to ask you about it. And do you know that what? That's brilliant, because then you've got an open door to share with them the most exciting news in the world. Will we be ready? Will we be ready with an answer? Again, like in sport, why don't we train it? Why don't, when you go home, write down all the questions that somebody from your sports club might ask you about the way that you live your life and why you're different. The questions that they might ask you about Jesus and your faith. And then write down how you'd answer them. And then practice it. Again, we train it in sport. Let's train this as well so that we are ready when those questions come. Finally then, say to who? Who are we to say the good news of Jesus to? Well, Paul says, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Maybe circle everyone there. Why everyone? Well, because everyone needs to hear about Jesus. Everyone needs forgiveness for their sins. Everyone needs their relationship with God to be put right again. So who can you tell? Yes, go and tell your family. Go and tell your friends at school. But will you also go to the world of sport? A world, a club that you're already in, full of people who need to hear this good news about Jesus. So will you tell your teammates, your training buddies, your coaches, your physio? Will you tell the people you like and the people you don't like? Will you tell the people who are popular and the people maybe a little bit more on the edges? They all need to hear it. So who can you tell about Jesus? Why not just take 30 seconds now and write down in your workbook, or if you don't have one, think in your head. Think of 3 people who you would love the opportunity to say the good news of Jesus to. Just do that now. 3 people who you'd love to share the good news of Jesus with. And then what you can do is you can put into practice what we heard from Laura this morning and pray for those people. Picture them in your head now. Picture them in your mind. And imagine coming back this time next year with stories of how they've heard about Jesus and maybe even come to know Jesus. Imagine next year if they were sitting next to you here thinking about who Jesus is, taking part in Sports Plus. Imagine if this chapel was full of you and your mates who you'd invited along. Who will you tell? As we close then, I wonder how you're feeling. Maybe you're excited about this. Maybe you're nervous about it. Maybe a little bit of both. But let's just end by remembering who this Jesus is that we are going to go and talk about. Look at your name badges for me. Look at the back of them and look at the memory verse. Why don't we say it together? No need to sing it this time. Let's say it aloud together. So follow me with it. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Look, if you're here on this Friday afternoon of Sports Plus, and you're not yet trusting in Jesus, then will you look at him and see how magnificent he is? Sports Plus might be coming to an end, but don't let this be the end of you thinking about Jesus and considering who he is. Will you keep on seeking? Will you let him win your heart and then change your life in the most incredible way forever? And if you're here and you are following Jesus and you have fears about going to say the good news of Jesus Christ to your sports club and to the world, well, again, look at who he is. This is the Son of God with the authority over everything. He even rose from the dead. My fears about sharing Jesus, can he take care of them? Oh, I think he can. Does he have the power to change someone's heart? You bet he does. Does he have the power to give you the words to say? Absolutely. It's nearly time to go home, but you are not alone as you go back to your sports club and back home. Look at who goes with you. So will you go? And will you pray, play, say? Because who is this man? This is Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. I'm going to pray and the band will come up. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for all that we've heard about him this week. Thank you that he's so powerful, so loving, so full of grace. Help us to trust in Jesus. May the truths about him warm our hearts so that we can't help speaking about him. May we look to the world of sport full of people who don't know this great news. And may we be bold. May we go in your power to say the good news of Jesus. And may many, many sports people come to know Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.